Paul Lanoue, L-A-N-O-U-E, from Marshall, Minnesota. I am currently a farm business management instructor for Minnesota West Community and Technical College. Additionally, I'm serving in the role as interim dean of management education, where I work with the other management instructors to help them develop a strategy to work with our farmers and our other small business owners in the southwestern Minnesota area, helping them to understand their financial viability and where their farms are at for profitability. Additionally, I work with our family farm. We currently live on the home farm. My wife and I, we grow corn and soybeans along with alfalfa. Additionally, we raise cow-calf pairs, and we feed out the animals that aren't kept as replacements in our monoslope feedlot, and we raise them up to harvest weight.
Paul, first of all, congratulations on being named a finalist for the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance Faces of Farming and Ranching competition. When you found out that you were a finalist, what was that like for you?
Oh, I was really excited to have that opportunity to be one of the finalists for the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Faces of Agriculture, knowing that there are farmers across this country who have a desire to share their story. And for me, the opportunity to share this message of agriculture and the good things that we're doing in agriculture, and to take care of the stereotypes and to help debunk some of the myths that are out there. So this will give us just a tremendous opportunity in agriculture to share a message with those consumers that have a disconnect or that have a strong desire to learn more about agriculture and what we do every day on the farm.
Faces of Farming is a fairly new program. I believe this is the third year. Why is it important to have a program like this?
In the state of Minnesota, 52% of Minnesotans don't personally know a farmer. And so they're going to be getting their information about where their food comes from various sources, whether it be media, social media, or online, or just through other print forms. And so we as farmers need to be available to share our story in agriculture, so that way we can tell about the good things that we're doing to help convey our message for a future that's bright for agriculture, for my kids in the future, so that way they can grow and be farmers as well, if that's what they so choose. But so that way our communities can grow and be vital with strong and positive information that we have.
Without knowing much on the backgrounds of the other Faces of Farming candidates for this year, you bring, in my opinion, a unique perspective to this because of your farm background, but also from an educational standpoint, your work at the college, like you talked about, and the fact that you are educating people on ag issues every day.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the Farm Business Management Program within the state of Minnesota, there are 55 instructors with 7 new ones that are just hired, so there'll be up to 62 instructors across our state that are helping people understand their financial viability, so that way we can maintain our family farms and continue growing agriculture and maintain our profit levels. So agriculture is such a vital part of our state's economy that it's crucial that others are able to understand where they're at. One, for our farmers to understand, but then two, for the general public to understand that their food does have a price to be created and to be grown, and that we do need to maintain financial viability. At the same time, we need to have options that are available, you know, so that way farmers can make the decisions to grow the food in the manner that they deem most suited for their area and for their environment, and for the farms that they have and the current existing equipment that they have. So it really is important for us to make some decisions on the farm to understand the financial component is what I'd work with our farmers on, but at the same time to educate the general consumers and the public to have that connection with the colleges that I do is pretty exciting. At the same time, being a former high school ag education instructor and FFA advisor, to work with our youth so that way they understand that there is a future in agriculture, that it's bright, and that we have a place for them. We need every person that we can that has an interest in agriculture to be part of the solution. We need these young people to be involved and to pursue careers in agriculture.
You have some really telling statistics, Paul, especially about the amount of people in Minnesota that aren't directly connected to a farmer or to a farm. But I'm sure, too, that you've had some interactions, you know, in the classroom setting. Many of the young people you talk to are from an ag background or have an interest in agriculture, but maybe it's at the state fair, maybe it's when you visit the Twin Cities. I don't know when it would be, but I'm sure you've had interactions with those consumers that you identified before that don't really comprehend modern food production. So as you start to address some of those misconceptions and try to get the true story out there, where do you begin a conversation like that?
Oh, that's a great question. Where do you start? Most people are afraid to even begin those conversations. The biggest thing that I have as a message for farmers is to start to tell our story, because we're doing good things out here in agriculture. My wife and I, for example, just recently we attended the Minnesota State Fair, and we worked in a booth where we were able to answer questions that people had regarding agriculture. The misconceptions that were out there were very, very strong, and people just don't have an understanding. So when I started talking about it, I asked them the question, what is the most technologically advanced industry that's out there? Number one is military. Number two is agriculture. And when I can start to tell the story of the things that we do on our farm as far as GPSs to drive our tractors to help us get better utilization of nutrients on our fields, so that way we minimize overlap and reduce residue and have minimized impact on the environment, they're really flattered at that. They have no idea. They just assume that we put seeds in the ground and watch them grow and pick them later on at the end of the year. That's not the case. Agriculture today is growing tremendously, and we have a strong message, a very positive message in agriculture that needs to be shared. Like I said, I'm glad to have an opportunity to be a part of that, where we can engage in those conversations, not just locally, which we've been able to do, and you know, with the students that we have in the area, but at a more national level, so that way we can engage these conversations, and in my thought, hopefully inspire other farmers to start telling their stories as well. We've got a great message to tell.
You probably haven't thought this far ahead, but between the demands on the farm and the demands in the classroom, if you were to be named a face of farming, what kind of a schedule would they have you on throughout the upcoming year? Do you know much about what it all entails?
Well, currently, the information that I have is that it's about a 30-day commitment. So with the work that I do, I don't typically go in the classrooms as an instructor. I work with farmers one-on-one at their place of business, or they come into my office where we work. So I do have the flexibility in being able to accommodate my schedule to make it work to do those things. As long as it's not during calving, I think we'll be just fine, because we do run our beef cows. But even then, I'm able to do some remote location visits where we can do some social media presence, telling about the things that we do on our farm, why we're doing it, and to be able to share that message directly from the farm. With technology today, we have that capability and that opportunity where we can share our story, even though we may be out in the middle of southwestern Minnesota where my location's at.
Paul, anything else about faces of farming or talking to consumers or anything else on your mind that you wanted to share?
Well, my biggest message over and over is farmers, don't be afraid to share our story. We've got in our state, we've got some intense pressure, and it's going to continue to grow more and more. The biggest thing is that we are doing good things that are out there. Don't be afraid to share that message with others, even if it starts with your own individual families, because within family members, some people don't understand how agriculture has changed. We've got some excitement that's going on there, and we have an opportunity, a real opportunity, because so many people within general society have a true desire to know where their food comes from, and they want to meet a farmer, and they want to know more about where their food comes from, and we have an opportunity and an obligation as farmers to do that. And so I'm excited to be able to provide this, be provided with this opportunity in the U.S. Faces of Farm and Agriculture, and appreciate people in the future maybe getting a chance, if they're interested, voting for me, so that way I have a chance to continue this conversation at the national scale.
Yeah, and last thing would be, what does the time frame look like for how they're going to narrow down their choices and how the voting plays into this? How does that aspect of Faces of Farming work?
Well, being named one of the 8 finalists is a major hurdle to overcome, first of all. So I'm excited to have that opportunity. On September 9th, there's going to be a video production crew that's coming out to our farm. They're going to be spending the morning and part of the afternoon just learning more about what we do, taking shots of the different innovations that we do on our farm. And then they're going to compile a short video so that way the general public and consumers can vote on the Food Dialogues website through the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. And then they can choose the videos that are the farmers and vote for the ones they think are most viable, that represent them as a farmer, to share our message. That'll be happening October 10th through the 16th, I believe, and then they'll make the announcement in November. So after the voting is done, they'll take the results from the online voting, and then they'll take that information, and that'll be a kind of a baseboard. But then also there's going to be an interview panel that's going to interview us as the finalists to see who would be a good fit, just in case some of us don't have a strong following on Facebook or whatever, then that way we can have some strong presence available to help share a message, because it is so crucial for us to be able to share that message on a national scale.